This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Many writers these days try to avoid the pain of rejection slips by taking their work directly to the public. Author M.J. Rose self-published her first novel in 1998 and was one of the first writers to use the internet to sell her work. That ultimately led to a traditional publishing contract. Now the author of 11 novels, Rose helps other writers navigate the new world of publishing. NPR's Lynn Neary recently followed Rose as she went on the road to promote her latest novel, The Hypnotist.
It's about midday, and MJ Rose has spent this warm, sunny morning dropping in on bookstores around Manhattan in order to autograph copies of her book.
Hi, my name's MJ Rose.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I have a book out called The Hypnotist, and I'm supposed to sign some copies.
I'll bring them here.
Okay. You walk in and you go, oh my God, there are so many books. How is anybody going to actually find my book?
At big stores like this Barnes & Noble, one way to get attention is to pay for it. Publishing companies actually buy space on those display tables that are featured so prominently at the front of the store. Rose's book is supposed to be on one of those tables, but it's not.
So could I ask you a question?
Yes.
I was told by my publicist that the book was supposed to be on the new fiction table. So I was just wondering, you know, I just want to be able to report back about...
Sure, I can add it back there.
Oh, okay.
Now you're signing these, but will there be any display that these are...
Yeah, she's going to put stickers on them that say autographed. They sell much faster, much faster.
Really, why?
When they're autographed. So that's actually why we schlep around and do this. You know, I think it's all a game of what can we do? What on earth can we do to make books more noticed and stand out from the crowd?
Back in the car, heading to the next store, Rose talks about how she got started more than a decade ago. Although she had an agent, she couldn't get published. Rose had a background in advertising and knew a thing or two about marketing, so she decided to experiment with the internet.
I figured I'll get a website, and I'll put the book on the website as a Word document. There was no such a thing as an ebook. We didn't know what to call it quite yet. But $9.99 for this Word document, and I'll advertise it, and I'll market the book, and I'll see what happens.
Within a month, Rose realized people didn't want to download the book. So she found a way to make printed copies, which she began taking around to bookstores.
Nobody would even talk to me. I mean, there's the bookstore, one of the bookstores in my hometown, the woman who owned the bookstore was on a ladder facing the shelves, and I was talking to her from the ground, and I said, I self-published this book, and without even hearing what I had to say, she said, I would never even look at a self-published book.
But eventually, the Literary Guild and the Doubleday Book Club bought the book. Rose, a tireless self-promoter, got the media interested in her story, and within a few weeks, she had a book contract. Since then, Rose has had more success than a lot of writers. One of her books, The Reincarnationist, even had a brief second life as a TV show. But she's not a household name, and that means she can never really rest.
Hi. Is Ian here?
He is. He's just in the back. He'll be right out in a moment.
Okay.
At the mysterious bookshop in the village, Rose is heartened to see a big stack of books waiting for her to sign.
Oh, you do have a lot of books. Yes, my goodness.
The mysterious bookshop, says Rose, is a mecca for fans of mystery, crime, and suspense novels. Until recently, the store wouldn't carry her books because she writes for a division of Harlequin, and they considered her a romance novelist. But Rose writes suspense novels and had to work hard to set the record straight. Store manager Ian Kern says his customers have also become more adventurous in their tastes.
They've kind of stepped away from just liking the private eye novels and stuff like that. So we're starting to carry stuff that's everything from more literary stuff to just stuff that's a little odder, taking more chances with things.
Uh-huh. It really means a lot to be able to sign these here because it was so depressing all those years that the publicist would call and, you know, can she come down and sign? Oh, no, we won't carry her. She writes romances. No, she doesn't.
But if Rose has won this battle in one store, she still faces it in others.
I know we carry some of your stuff back in another section.
At an independent bookstore in Grand Central Station, she learns that her books are tucked away in the romance section. She tries to convince one of the store managers that it doesn't belong there, to no avail.
Okay, it's just weird because I've never been in a store before that I haven't been put in regular fiction. So it's... confusing yeah. why it would be yeah. in romance.
It's a very crazy story, but it sells better. It okay. would sell better over this. I'll get you the other copies.
Okay. So this is when a writer wants to jump into a pool of water, because the problem is all the marketing and the advertising sells the book as what it is, and the hope that the book will be displayed so your readers can find it. And the people that read this book, you know, they're just not going to ever go and look for me in romance.
En route to her next stop, an evening event in Connecticut, Rose says it's these kinds of experiences that make her skeptical about some of the recent hype surrounding self-publishing. There's a difference, she says, between getting a book published and merely getting it printed. It's hard for a book to rise to the top of the pile, and with more than 1 million books published last year, about 3/4 of them self-published, it's not likely to get any easier.
The people who break out are not people who write a book in 6 weeks and throw it out on the internet. If it's really easy to write a book and self-publish it, you're doing it wrong. You're going to have to break through a huge number of books because people love the book. And there's nothing wrong with self-publishing a book if it's for your grandkids or it's a cookbook that you want to give out to your family at Christmas. But if you want to make a career out of this, then you really have to make sure you're really doing it in a very professional way.
It all begins, says Rose, with the writing. And if Rose had her way, that's what she'd be doing most of the time.
So now I don't want to do this. I don't know any author that wants to do this. And ideally, I want to sit in my room and write books.
But for the moment at least, the writing will have to wait, because at the end of a very long day, MJ Rose has more books to sign.
Thank you so much for coming.
Oh,
I hope you like
you.
It.
Oh, I do. This is I've read all of
Lynn Neary, okay. NPR News.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's great.
And you can find an excerpt from MJ Rose's latest novel, The Hypnotist, at our website, npr.org. While you're there, you can also check out reviewer Alan Chuse's summer reading picks, including new books from the likes of Robert Stone, Ann Beatty, Jim Harrison, and more. That's all at our books page at npr.org.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Corey Turner, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson. At the arts desk, Laura Bertram, Tom Cole, Sarah Saracen, Felix Contreras, and Zoe Chase.
National desk staff includes Steve Drummond, Les Cook, Marilyn Gwax, Philip Bruce, Quinn O'Toole, Elisa Barba, Kate Kincannon, Ken Barkas, Andrea De Leon, Amy Walters, and Marisa Penaloza.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.